Joining us now is friend of the show, Charlotte favorite, and newest winner chicken dinner on the Symetra Tour, Jackie Stolting. Jackie, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know, you know, I know you're excited, obviously. We're very excited with your win. And in fact, your win in Arkansas at the world's longest named tournament or whatever. I mean, I had no idea, honestly, that that was your first professional win. What was it like to get that behind you?
Oh my gosh, it's a huge monkey off my back. I think last year I had 3 seconds, so I've come really, really close, and it was finally awesome to finally get that first win.
Well, you came so close so many times that you qualified in the top 10 in the race for the card with Volvic on the Symetra Tour last year, got your status on the LPGA Tour this year. Yeah, I don't know how you would define the year, but it probably, you know, didn't work out the way you had hoped the entire season would. You missed a lot of cuts. You made a few. But then this opportunity, when the big tour goes off to Europe and Asia, you had a chance to jump back in to somewhat more comfortable waters on the Symetra Tour. And you went out and won. What was different returning to the Symetra Tour for this, which was a new event?
You know, I would say this year I learned a lot. You know, being a rookie out on LPGA, it's a lot of new things, new tournaments every week, new golf courses that I'm trying to get used to, and just a different lifestyle. And, you know, obviously I know I can perform on Symetra Tour, and I really just wanted to come out here to gain my confidence back for Q School, because I'm going to have to return. And I can only play in 3 Symetra Tour events, and so I decided to play one in Kansas and then take a break, play the Arkansas one, take a break, and then I play next week. And, you know, Arkansas is a new tournament, which I struggled this year playing on new courses, but I guess since it was new for everybody, I was in the same boat, and but more than I could ask for to win, to gain confidence for Q School.
Well, yeah, and you're really only allowed to play in 3 Symetra Tour events as a full, you know, as a full LPGA Tour player. And even if you were to go out and win all 3 and make, you know, enough money to be in the top 10, you're not eligible for the race to the card to skip it. But this has got to, like you say, buoy your confidence heading into Q School, being able to go right into the third stage. What do you think about as you're heading into the third stage? I mean, what needs to come together? I mean, it's a very strange process, Q School, but skipping the first 2 has got to be a huge advantage.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to start at final stage is extremely helpful. One, it's cheaper. Yes. And 2, I don't have to go through the pressure of the first 2. But, you know, I struggled so much this year that I was really down, and winning really made me believe in myself again and really get me excited about golf again. And so instead of dreading Q School now, I'm really excited for it, even though it's still a couple months away. You know, those golf courses I've played so many times are practically like home courses that, you know, I just know if I just play my own game that I have the game to compete on the LPGA. It's just I need to get more comfortable out there. And I think if I give myself another year out there, I can prove that.
All right, Jackie. So when we talk about, you know, we always talk about things that go right versus things that go wrong. What kind of brought you up to the top of the leaderboard this past week? And is that the same things that you continue to do that are going to help you as you go through Q School and get back out onto the LPGA Tour? What are those things that we look for, maybe in stats or just in your game in general, that got you back to the top of the leaderboard?
Simply make more putts. That always helps.
That'll do it.
But, I mean, it was a really hard golf course, and it was an awesome golf course. And it actually reminded me a lot of what kind of courses I played this year on the LPGA. A lot of fall-offs, some tucked pins. And so I think playing the LPGA, it made me think a little bit more around the golf course. And I think that's what I did well this week, is I played smart on the holes that you can't necessarily be aggressive on, and then the holes that I had a wedge or a short iron in, I could be aggressive. And, you know, I guess, you know, I made a lot of putts, which really helps. And I think this year on the LPGA, I struggled with making a lot of silly mistakes. And when I would make a bogey, I would put so much pressure on myself that I had a birdie to make up for it. And so this week, when I made a mistake, I would bounce back with a birdie or maybe 2. So think that was the difference this week for me.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about it a lot, is that when you go from a Symetra Tour to an LPGA, or if you're a Web.com Tour player and you go up to the PGA Tour, obviously the golf courses take a bit of a jump, which is probably an understatement in terms of their difficulty. When you talk about making silly mistakes, is that maybe being too aggressive, or is it just give me a feel for what that silly mistake might be? Not to bring them up, but...
Yeah, I think it is being too aggressive. I would say in the LPGA, there were so many times where pins would be tucked 4 paces from the edge. And, you know, I would miss it on the short side, meaning if the pin was tucked 4 paces from the left, I would miss it left and have a really hard up and down. So I think that that was the biggest problem for me this year. And then the cuts that I really needed to make, I didn't out there. And I don't know what was different this week. To be honest, this is the first time in a long time that I played without having to worry about a money list. I didn't have to worry about Symetra money list. I didn't have to worry about LPGA trying to get my card back. I was just playing golf, and that really helped.
Well, and I'm sure there were many of both, but share with us and our listeners, you know, making that transition to the LPGA Tour and going out there to these much bigger events, bigger feeling events. Share with us a couple, if you will, of your sort of oh crap moments and oh wow moments that happen when you make the move to the big stage.
I think the biggest thing is playing with girls that I have looked up to. Mm. A kind of a cool story for me is that in seventh grade, I wrote for a school project to Kari Webb, and she wrote me back a handwritten letter with a signed picture. And this was in 1998, and I still have it. And I got the chance to meet her this year, and then she asked me to play a practice round with her. And then sure enough, after I won this week on Sunday, I got a text message from her. And so to me, that was an oh crap moment.
And an oh wow moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, someone that I looked up to at an early age. Now I'm playing with her out on tour, and she congratulated me for winning a tournament. So I think that was the coolest thing for me, you know, obviously other than winning.
So, I mean, and so going out there and you're talking about adjustments to your approach and things like that, when players make that move from Symetra to the big tour, one of the things that comes up is the decision to hire a full-time caddy and whether or not to take a human being on as your responsibility, that you're responsible, how you play, you know, will determine, you know, the ease with which that person can live and feed his or her family. And did you go through that in the off season? What did you do in terms of caddy for this year?
Well, my husband quit his job and he came caddy for me.
He took one for the team.
The ironic part is he was not on my bag this past week.
Uh-oh. Dissension in the ranks.
I know. I did an interview yesterday and the guy said, oh, he can never be on your bag again. this past week I had a volunteer caddy and I did everything on my own, which I think I needed that personally to remind myself that, you know, even on my own, I can do it. But yeah, so I had my husband caddy for me for this year.
I'm sensing a three-way therapy session between you, your husband, and the volunteer caddy to get things straightened out.
Little couch time.
Again, we're talking with Jackie Stolting, and she's the most recent winner on the Symetra Tour, and she's also LPGA player. And so set up the rest of the year. I know you said you got one more event, I think, on the Symetra Tour. Set up the year as we go on into Q School. How do we manage what we do between that final event and finals of Q School?
Well, I'm going to play, obviously, like you said, next week in Longwood, and then I'm actually going to put my clubs away for about 2 weeks. I'm going to go visit one of my best friends in Atlanta and just kind of get away from golf because I really haven't taken a break since January. So I think I just need to refresh my body, refresh my mind, and then I'll have about a little over a month to prepare for Q School. So I have a couple pro-ams I'm going to play in. Hopefully there's, you know, quite a few girls down in Florida that we can try and get together maybe once a week and play a money game just to kind of have something on the line. And then, you know, come Q School, it is an intense pressure week, but, you know, it's 5 days. So if you have one bad hole, you can easily make it up. So I'm just going to try and stick to my game plan that week. And I usually stay with some friends on a condo on the beach. So that's kind of nice to wake up to every day and just put myself in a peaceful place to be able to play well that week.
All right, so after you go to Q School and you absolutely crush it, which you will because there is the Golf Shop Radio bump, which you will enjoy over the next few months, I imagine. What are you going to work on in the off season as you prepare for the 2016 LPGA season? Now, you've been out there. What separates you or players making that rookie move from the players who are consistently making cuts? What can you work on in your game?
Gosh, you know, I think for me, it was a lot of mental issues that I had. Not that my head's wrong, but just, you know, I could hit the shot, I could make the putts, but it's believing in myself. So right. I think maybe reading some books to kind of help with that. I feel like nothing, you know, my mechanics are there, which I proved to myself that, you know, this past week especially, that physically I have what it takes. And finally, mentally, I was able to do it to break through to get that win. So in the off season, you know, I probably won't change much in my game as far as mechanics, but, you know, maybe try to put myself in more pressure situations out there with playing in these type of money games. Probably try and work out with a trainer again this year. Just make sure that I'm completely physically and mentally ready to begin in January.
Perhaps get a new caddy.
Yeah, we'll see. We're discussing that. I can't give anything away yet, but we have been discussing that.
well, Jackie, I mean, you're a big favorite here in Charlotte at the Symetra Classic, and I guess I need to know from you directly. I mean, who's your second favorite tournament director now that you've been on the LPGA Tour for a year?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I mean, there's so many great ones. It's hard for them to live up to you.
Oh!
Wow. Thanks.
You know what? Someone had to say it. Wow. Someone had to say it. Cubby, someone had to say it. We knew it was going to happen eventually.
No one else had rocked the putt.
There you go.
You know, Jackie, his head's big enough as it is, and now he's not going to be able to fit out the door. So
it's exploding.
Come on. I'm a 7 3/5.
I really appreciate that. I can hardly put up with him now, and it gets worse every time he asks that question. So, well, the good news for you is that, you know, you were back on the show. You are a show favorite. So that means the automatic Golf Shop Radio Show bump. So good things, you know, coming up for you, whether it's next week or Q School. Something good's going to be coming your way score-wise. Uh-oh. We lost you there. What'd you say?
I said, I will take that.
There you go. There you go. Well, Jackie, we really appreciate you hopping on with us tonight, and we look forward to watching your name at the top of the leaderboard and getting you back out on the LPGA Tour.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot.